InDesign, and then point you to animation and tell you that if you do something in animation, I will give you extra credit. I think if you go back to my page, object-oriented JavaScript objects. Let's see where they are. And then this ooh-zip is the ones that I'm looking at. So object constructor, they all are basically the same. And I don't want it open. So I come up here and say, enter 1 for muffin, 2 for bread, 3 for cookie. And I basically then, in the code, did it as if I'd entered 2. So I'm not going to enter 2 again. I'm going to enter, let's say, 3. And when I say OK, it comes out with the information about 3. That and take a picture of the screen as I'm doing it.
Very similar to C++.
Yes. Yes, it is. So you start out and I set up a function and I call it item. And I said that function is going to have in it an item number, an item name, and a price. So this item number, meaning for this particular thing, is item number, and I could give different names, obviously. And then I went down and I set up data internally. So I've got a new muffin is a new, a muffin is a new version of item, and it's got something for the three things. And then bread is a new version, etc. And closed the script, then went into the body. Then down near the bottom of the body, I wrote out the bread item number. So it went and found bread and wrote the item number following that layout up above. So yes, it's very similar to what I have seen of C. So I wrote out the item number, item name, and the price. And then down here I have the if statement. And so if they typed a 1, then the object is a muffin. If they typed a 2, the object is bread. If they typed a 3, the object is cookie. And then I went down here and said, okay, if I type a 3, which I did, then document write object, which is cookie dot item number. And so the structure is just very similar to C. Including the whole curly braces and the whole thing. JavaScript at the beginning was never really particularly into object-oriented, and it's now a little bit more, but essentially, JavaScript was, as you said, put in small groups, just put in a little bit of code mixed in with the HTML and all of that, and it's kind of not worth going through setting up the whole object-oriented thing until you get to the point that you say, okay, there may be things I want to put in my library and reuse, and then putting in the object-oriented starts making sense. that's the basic of that. And then there was another one. I want my menu is what I want. Okay, there's maybe it's constructor one, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I think so. So now I'll put in a one this time. And this time I have a function calling a function. So I said, okay, it's got an item number, item name, cost, price, and profit calculation is a function that is going to return profit. So I'm going to take and say this price minus the cost, and it's going to give me the profit. And so I can, as I'm putting the things up here, I can have item number, item name, cost, profit, and then go do this, and whatever it returns going to be the profit. And I'm assuming C does that just fine as well. So that returns the profit. And so when I go down, you know, now I've got the object profit and I can put it out just like all the other objects because I went and calculated it using that function. So now it goes out the same as the other profits. So that was just a basic to show you that this stuff exists and you can get into object-oriented. If you want to do that, then you can start looking up object-oriented JavaScript. And then the other thing that I'm suggesting that people do is if you want is that the one that yeah. So this has a simple little animation thing. And you can do a lot of it also in CSS. But if I say run, hello. It does do it. I wonder what's wrong. Can you get it? Well, there are some things you can do with DOM, and that honestly did run when I ran it. And you can get into CSS. And there's a part in here that actually I was looking at the other day that gets into more animation. And I'm trying to find it.
What is it supposed to do?
The red goes from the top down to the bottom. It just moves all the way down to the bottom.
What would cause it to do that? There's nothing in this. Just, you have the container set up, you have the animate set up.
Right.
And position relative, position absolute.
They have, that's all they showed was that? Okay. Okay, that one worked. So if I refresh this and you watch it, it goes from a bunch of different colors. I honestly haven't played around with animation that much, but it's something that if you're getting into JavaScript at some point, you should take a look at. This one is CSS. And it's being done entirely through CSS. So my goal was simply to bring it up and say, if you want to progress with this, I'll give you extra credit. If you run, don't run out of time.
Right.
Right. And play around with it. As I said, I've done a little with it, but I have not done a lot. Partially because it doesn't interest me.
Oh, okay. It's further down at the bottom for the animation. They have the JavaScript in after the
okay.
CSS.
Which one was that?
That was the yellow square with the red one.
Okay, I've got lost that one now. Where am I? Okay, so that was animation, and I think I said JavaScript on that one. Yeah, that's how it goes. So that one I actually got to run. Try it yourself. Okay, so that it is down there, it just wasn't up at the top. But it goes through and it has things that are set up with the positions and all of that good stuff that we did around. As I said, at one point I played with it a little, but I have not played with it that much. So click me, yeah, that worked. I must have had a different version of that up that wasn't working. But click me and it works. Okay, that really is all I wanted to do today was to go over the object-oriented. As I said, we were pretty much at the end. So if you have homework, feel free to do the homework. If you have